evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Central, we are at Western High School. Central Catholic Knights going to go against the Western Panthers. Ought to be a good game. Will mention, we thank you for tuning in and listening to PutMeInSports.com. Should be a good contest. Going to have a coaches meeting right there at home plate. Home plate umpire, base umpire. Getting ready to talk about the ball game. And we'll mention both these teams. Familiar with one another. Must have been 3-4 years ago. They got together right here. Same diamond. They started about a little bit earlier. But, they played the game. It was the Hoosier Conference ball game. It was a 2-run ball game. Went pretty good. We'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights are Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. In their sectional, Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bordenay. Assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic finished the West Division 7-1. Western Panthers finished the East Division 8-0. Central Catholic Knights are currently 13 wins, 6 losses. As mentioned, 7-1 in the West Division. Head coach is Tim Bordenay, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. The next game on the agenda for Central Catholic is going to happen tomorrow. They were going to play a doubleheader. They changed that back into one ball game. That's tomorrow, Saturday, May 14th. The game will start at 11 a.m. It'll be Pioneer at Central Catholic. We'll talk a little bit about the Western Panthers. Western Panthers, their school was founded in 1949. Their school enrollment, 849. We'll mention their class 3A, sectional 20. There are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Northwestern High School on synthetic turf, the full field. Well, mentioned in their sectional is Benton Central, McConaughey, Northwestern, Peru, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. Well, mentioned the principal at Western Panther High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Aaron Hyman. We may see Mr. Hyman over here during the ball game. We'll hope so. He's a 94 graduate. I take that back, 97 graduate from Western High School. Athletic Secretary is Debbie Wilson. We are most appreciative of Debbie Wilson and the athletic department. We'll mention Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West. Roosevelt, Indiana, 46979. You can reach them by telephone at 765-883-5541. On the web, it's WHSPanthers.com. On Twitter, Panthers_AD. They're with the colors, black and white. You'll see some red in there. We'll mention that they're in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West Division. In the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. We'll let you know the Western Panthers are currently 19 wins, 1 loss on the season. They finished 8-0 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach of the Western Panthers is Ryan Berryman. Next on the agenda for Western is going to be Tuesday. That'll be this Tuesday, May the 17th, 5:30 p.m. Mr. Sinawa at Western.
Batting second.
There's an issue with starting lineups. We'll be quiet.
Batting third and pitching, number 27, Dane Mazur. Batting fourth, the DH, number 16, T.J. Bell. Batting for center fielder, number 33, Graham Robbins. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 20, Caden Minich. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 14, Tyler Fox. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Justin Brady. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 3, Jackson King. The Knights are coached by Tim Bourdain. Now, for the starting lineup for your Western Panthers. Leading off and playing center field, number 4, Garrett LaPoy. Batting second, or second baseman, number 10, Mitchell Nepley. Batting third, the first baseman, number 23, Parker Dean. Pitching, number 20, Mitchell Nepley. Or sorry, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean pitching. Batting fourth.
Didn't have a question.
Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 5, Caden McClure. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 11, Zach Gilbert. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 6, Dylan Blount. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 9, Alex Walton. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 1, Biglin Peak. The Panthers are coached by Ryan Berryman. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if everyone could please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
That's our national anthem right here at Western High School. Beautiful day on the diamond. We'll talk a little bit about umpiring. We got a couple of good umpires on hand today. Very good umpires, I'll say that much. And we'll mention calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond, on the baseball diamond, is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, at baseball, softball. We're meant to look into becoming an umpire. Simply call the offices of the IHSAA. You can reach them on the web at ihsaa.org. Again, that's ihsaa.org. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classroom baseball studies available. Just look around your area. or a begin your own. We thank you for tuning in to baseball tonight. Crystal Catholic Knights, Western Panthers. They're getting warmed up on the field right now, on the pitcher's mound. For Western, getting warmed up is lefty Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean gonna throw the pitches for Western. On the other side of the ball, it's gonna be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur for Central Catholic will be throwing the baseball. He'll be pitching along with Mitchell Dean. Last time these two teams got together, it was pretty much a pitcher's ball game. But this is new dynamics. Brand new game. First time it's going to happen here. And it's the only time it'll happen right here. Get ready to bat. Going to be leadoff batter for the night in the ball game. Going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn played second base. Where's number 12? Right-handed batter. He's going to step in at about 6:28 p.m. So step into the rubber right there is Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, first pitch of the ball game from the lefty. Inside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. Beautiful day. Got some blue sky. Got some clouds. Horizontal. Here comes the second pitch from Dean. High and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Working both feet on the rubber, sporting that red mitt. Here comes the wind, here comes the 1-1. Foul tip swing, gonna get the glove and fall to the surface. It'll be a strike called on Owen Munn. Count goes, one ball, two strikes. You'll tap the plate, step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Short hop the glove, catcher Alex Watkins. Alex Watkins doing the catching tonight for Western. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A step back in, tap the plate. He'll adjust the cap. He'll get moisture on the fingertips off the rubber. Here comes the 2-2. It'll be a line shot. It'll be base hit over shortstop. Going to be in the gap. It's going to be fielded by the left fielder. He'll toss it in. It's going to be a double. First batter in the ballgame, Owen Munn. He'll call time. He'll jog off the diamond. He'll hand over the batting glove and the lower apparatus. He'll jog back out to second base. Next batter to line up for the night is going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. One runner aboard, nobody out, top of the first inning. Beautiful diamond, perfectly manicured. The grass is beautiful. The dirt looks nice. Peering in, looking at signals. So now out of the stretch, check second base. Here comes the pitch. High pitch, one to bunt. Pull the bat back. Ball one. 0-9 at second base. Signals being given. Coach Bourdain, third base coach, stepping back in. Evan Dehart. Bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Working from the stretch. He'll put a bunt down. It'll go left side. Picked up by the lefty. Mitchell Dean couldn't get the perfect pickup and safe at first base is Evan Dehart.
Batting third for the night, number 27.
We're taking a good pickup to throw him out at first base. Runners on the corners. First and third base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, 27, Ben Mazur. Step out in front of the plate and direct some signals to the infield. That's Alex Watkins. We'll mention Western using sporting the black jersey and white pants. Central Catholic, the all-gray uniform. Pitch comes in, strike called, right below the kneecaps. Pretty tall young man doing the pitching. That's Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean here in the ballgame was number 20, 6'7", 215. Here comes the pitch. The drive one foul territory, right side, giving it a chase. Couldn't catch up to it. Ran out of room. Pretty good foul territory right here at Western High School. Lots and lots of places to roam to make putouts in foul territory. Stepping back in. Ben Mazur. Runner at first base, runner at third base. Pickoff move at first base, back safely is Deanhart. Throw taken there by Parker Dean. No tag applied. A step back in the rubber. Mitchell Dean. Peering in looking at signals, now out of the stretch. Pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. The look at signals, a step back in. Runners on the corners, first and third. Working from the stretch, Mitchell Dean checks second base. Checks first base a couple of times, steps off the back. He'll reset. He'll peer in, look at signals. From the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High and away, trying to protect the zone. One out here in the top of the first inning. Stepping into bat, going to be number 16. T.J. Bell going to step in. Right-handed batter. One out, top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Mitchell Dean. Now the set position. First pitch to Bell. Taken for a strike. Going to get a pickle there between first and second base. Going to try to get him out. Going to try to throw at the plate. Going to call him out at home plate. Out at the plate. Going to be the second out in the inning. And as you might hear, some disagreement from around the diamond. Called out at the plate. Home plate umpire. So breaking the action. Having conversation.
Good idea!
I'm going to say the tag was made. As I said before the game, have some good umpires in this game. So there's conversation right there. Talking over right now. We'll mention, we'll let you know. Internet radio. You can listen live or you can listen later. Audio Sports. Online.net, making this broadcast possible. We're going to walk back to the respective positions. Runner at second base. Evan Deanhart at second base, still in the batter's box. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, is Mitchell Dean. Working from the stretch at second base. Pickoff move at second, didn't make the throw. Pirouettes working right there. It's a step back in. T.J. Bell working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch from Dean. Breaking pitch. Back door. Just missed. Lefty facing the righty. Left-handed pitching Mitchell Dean. Right-handed batting. T.J. Bell working from the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in low. Two balls, one strike, one out, top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer, still set position, check second base. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. 2-2 count. Step out of the box, look at signals. Hand clap signal from Coach Boardman. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Here comes a 2-2. Going to be a ground ball, cue ball, right up the middle. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. He'll throw on to first base. He'll get the put out. So we'll mention two outs on the diamond. That's the third. Knights get a base hit. They get a double from the bat of Owen Munn. They probably get a bunt single out of Evan Deanhart. No score after one half inning. They're getting ready to come to the plate. It's going to be the Western Panthers. Western Panthers going to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. And we'll let you know this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck in Car Sales in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli in the same building. Larson and Sons, Target Sports. That's at Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. They're working on the diamond. We'll miss him. We'll get to the P50 positions for the night. Night pitcher today is going to be Ben Mazur, wears number 27. Doing the catching is Jackson Kane, wears number 3. Playing first base is Justin Brady, wears number 32. At second base, Owen Munn, wears number 12. At shortstop, Evan Dehart, wears number 24. At third base, Ryan Schumer, number 7. In left field, Tyler Fox, number 14. In center field, Bren Robbins, number 33. Bren Robbins will play defensively. To start the ball game, T.J. Bell will bat as the DH. In right field, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick wears number 20. So we're getting ready to bat. Western Panthers going to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. Should mention, thankful for both coaches' cooperation for putting me in sports for this ball game. This game is all about them, the kids. The young men are stepping in. First batter is going to be Garrett LaPoy. Garrett LaPoy wears number 4. Plays center field. So they're working on the diamond, working from the windup. Ben Mazur, right-handed pitcher. Just about a mirror of Mitchell Dean. First pitch fastball ended up high above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Peers in, looks at signals. Here comes the wind to Garrett LaPoy. Pitch comes in, just misses. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur with the wind. Pitch comes in outside, a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Number 4 in the batter's box, Garrett LaPoy. LaPoy playing the center field position. Right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, strike called. Home plate was wide open. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count, peering in looking at signals. It comes to 3-1. And a foul that's went out of play, right side. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur, Garrett LaPoy. Track there from down, throws you the dugout. The set back on the rubber, Ben Mazur. Garrett LaPoy, here comes to 3-2. Low for ball 4. They're going to check, maybe a check, see if he checked the swing. And they may check, they may not. They're not going to check you for base on ball. Number 4, Garrett LaPoy. Next batter in the lineup for the Panthers, number 10. Playing second base in the ball game. That's Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley has a relation, went through the system. He's in the system now. This is Mitchell Nepley. Here comes the pitch. One to bunt, pulled the bat back. Let it go by, ball 1. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looking for signals. Coach Ryan Berryman at third base. Working from the stretch, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, first base. About a B-plus, A-minus type of move. Pretty quick move on the first attempt by Mazur. Getting back safely is Garrett LaPoy standing up. One ball, no strikes. Go square to bunt again. They put it down first baseline, picked up by Mazur. They'll get the out. Mission accomplished by Western. Garrett LaPoy at second base. Next batter going to step in for the Western Panthers. He'll be the first baseman, 23, Parker Dean. Parker Dean with the highest number in their numbering system, the varsity squad. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Runner at second base for Western is Garrett LaPoy. Working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Low elevation right there, working at the knees, Ben Mazur. To step back in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher out of stretch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. In the batter's box, Parker Dean. Right-handed batter. Parker Dean, 6'4", 225. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pickoff move. Second base, held the baseball. No throw. Back in standing up is Garrett LaPoy. One out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Who's your conference crossover game? Looks at second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, broke low and away. Gonna check. He did not go. One ball, two strikes. Mitchell Dean will step back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Umpires call him a strike zone. Each player has a different strike zone. Pretty much. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the stretch. To check second base, I was set. High for a ball. Reach back for some MPH on that pitch. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A step back in the rubber sideways. He'll peer and look at signals out of the stretch. Check second base. Here comes the 3-2. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup. Gets the pitching. That's number 20, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean will step in, right-handed batter. Tap the plate far and near. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur works out a set. Checks second base. Checks it again. First pitch, swing and a miss. He steps back in. Taps the plate, draws the bat towards him. Working from the stretch. Look at second base, out of set. Pickoff move, timing pattern. Nobody there. Wasn't going to take the throw. Take the throw to second base. Did Mazur, no throw. No balls, one strike. Four hitter in the box. That's Mitchell Dean. Here's the pitch. Tried to check and swing. He does check it. It's a called strike. No balls, two strikes. Just step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Mitchell Dean. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. One ball, two strikes. Mitchell Dean, right-handed batter's box. They're going to leave LaPoy alone a little bit right there. They're going to play defensively. Modestly there at second base for LaPoy. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. 2-1. Check that. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. Number 20, Mitchell Dean. Tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Ben Mazur. Now out of the set position. He'll check second base. Ground ball in the infield. Going to go around to the glove of Evan Deanhart. Rounding first base to score the first run in the ball game. That's number 4, Garrett LaPoy. Garrett LaPoy scores the run. And there'll be an RBI off the bat of Mitchell Dean doing the courtesy running at first base. Working right there on the diamond.
Tyler Norman is running for the Panthers.
It's Caden McClure. Caden McClure, the courtesy runner for Mitchell Dean. Stepping into bat, Zach Gilbert. Check that. Check that. In the batter's box is number 5. Caden McClure, that was in the batter's box. We'll get this figured out. Caden McClure, doing the batting, playing left field for the Western Panthers. Pickoff move, first base, tag applied, back in safely. Head first. Number 3, Tyler Norman. Tyler Norman doing courtesy running for Mitchell Bean. Pitch comes in high, a ball. So we step back in. Number five, right-handed batter's box. Ben Mazur in the set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball at the middle. Going to be fielded by Dean Hardy. He'll flip it to second base. They'll go 6-4. They'll get out of the inning. And in the top, excuse me, the bottom of the first inning, Western scores one. At the end of one, it's 1-0. Western in front. We'll see the emotion right here. We'll mention, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for listening. So they're working right here on the diamond, and we'll let you know that this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range or safe practice shooting. Around the diamond right there for the Western Panthers. Doing the pitching, Mitchell Bean wears number 20. The catcher, Alex Watkins, number 9. At first base, Parker Dean, 23. Mitchell Nebry at second base, number 10. Dave Lentley, number 1 at shortstop. At third base, Zach Gilbert, number 3. Check that number 11. In left field, it's number 5, Caden McClure. In center field, Garrett LaPoy was number 4. In right field, Dylan Bryant, number 6. Becomes the first pitch to Ryan Schumer. First pitch, low and away, ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Mitchell Dean, Ryan Schumer, the left-handed batter. They take a drive to go the other way with it. It's going to get down. It's going to get by the left fielder. That's left fielder number 5, Peyton McClure. Ryan Schumer going to end up at second base. So working right there. Leadoff double. Same thing happened in the top of the first. Stepping in to bat for the ninth, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looking at signals. They're working signals right there. And go back out after removing the apparatus from his leg right there. He'll go back out to second base. Ryan Schumer at second base. Nobody out, top of the second inning. One-run ball game. Western scored one in the bottom of the first. Pitch comes in, away for ball 1. Just outside. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the wild, out of the stretch, I should say. A long pier. Set position, let's check second base. There's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. They're working on the diamond right there, both teams. The only game. Yep, you can score when it requires a ball. It's the only game you score without occupying the ball. Pickoff move, they'll hold the baseball. Fake it, second base, Ryan Schumer back safely. So he'll peer back in, look at signals. It's Mitchell Bean. Set position, here's the pitch. Outside, a ball, he'll check his swing. They'll not ask for a check. 2 balls, 1 strike. Runner at second base, Ryan Schumer. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Caden Minnick, the batter. Here comes the lefty. Ground ball. Going to get by third base. Inside the base. Going to end up in foul territory, having to run in and make the play. Hayden McClure. And scoring from second base is Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. 8 minutes. Going to end up at second base. Go get a two-base RBI.
The left fielder, Tyler Fox.
Get some instruction. He'll jog back to second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Where's number 14? Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox plays left field in this ballgame. Right-handed batter going to step in. Runner at second base. Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean. A long pier, set position. To check second base. Here comes the pitch. Tyler Fox going to bunt it. Third baseline. Going to lay right there on the line. On the inner portion. So bunt single for Tyler Fox. Moving to third base, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter going to step in. Play first base, Justin Brady. Justin Brady wears number 32. Going to step to the inside of home plate. Going to conduct some signals right there. Alex Watkins. Alex Watkins, the catcher, wears number 9. They're working the crouch. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Left-handed pitcher, Mitchell Bean. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely head first. No tag applies. That's Tyler Fox at first base. Stepping back in the rubber, Mitchell Dean. He'll peer in, look at signals. Now the set position. Ground ball is going to be off the foot in the batter's box. Right there, Justin Brady. Foul ball called immediately. No balls, one strike. Justin Brady, look at signals. Step back in. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, working out the stretch. Now the set is the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke early. Good short hop stop right there by the catcher, Alex Watkins. Runners on the corners. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, now out of set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. 1-1 ball game. Knights have one here in the top of the second. Western scored one in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just missed inside. Kind of horseshoed the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Two count. Justin Brady. Mitchell Dean, here comes the pickoff move, first base, head first, face at the base, Tyler Fox, no tag applied by Parker Dean. Set back in the rubber, Mitchell Dean, here comes the 2-2. Breaking pitch, in there for a strike, he'll go down looking. He'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup can step in for the Knights. Number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane playing the catcher position in today's ballgame. Let's step back in. Let's step in first time in this ballgame. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position. You're going to square the bun. You're going to put a bun down. It's going to be a foul ball. Right around home plate, stayed in the dirt. Had some English on it. Went foul ball. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Signal given. Coach Bordenate, third base. Stepping back in. Jackson Kane. They'll check at third base. They'll step in the rubber now. Mitchell Dean. Let's peer in. Now out of set position. Here comes the 0-1. Ball high. One ball, one strike. Top of the second inning. One out on the diamond. Working from the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. It's going to be under the glove of number one, Deglin Freak. Dave Minnick in to score the second run for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. They're going to make an adjustment. They're going to send a base runner out for the catcher. We're going to have to do the base running for the night. Here's number 23, Nathan Bass. You're going to time out on the field.
The 12, Owen Money.
I'm going to talk this over. Coach Ryan Berenman walking out. I'm going to meet with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. And we do thank you for listening. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they walk off the diamond, Coach Berenman. Words of encouragement for sure to pitcher Mitchell Dean. Runners at first and second base. One out. Stepping in is Owen Munn. Owen Munn, pickoff move, first base. Back safety, head first. Right there is Nathan Bass. Getting ready to step back in. It's Owen Munn. Where's number 12? 74 plate appearances, 64 official at-bats. He's batting 359 entering this ballgame. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Good block by Alex Watkins. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Checking signals. Third base coach. First and second base. Knights batting. They're in the top of the second inning. Looking from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Foul ball. It'll carry him out towards the dugout. Knights occupying the third base dugout. Western Panthers occupying their home first base dugout. Stepping back in. Owen Munn. Owen Munn on the season. Batting .431 is on base percentage. He's got 14 RBI. He has a home run on the season. Turn in, looking at signals once again, is Mitchell Dean. Runners at first and second base. One out. Top of the second inning. One run in. Should say two runs in here in the inning. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. I believe it's a foul trip in the glove. Strike called. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. 0-1-9, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Mitchell Dean. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. Going to get back to the screen on the ground. One ball, two strikes once again. Work it back in. Stepping back in the rubber, Mitchell Dean. Peering in, looking at signals. Set second base, out of the set. This comes in, ground ball, third base. You'll step on third. You'll get the out there. You throw across the diamond. Safe. The ball comes loose. Pretty close play there at third base. I should say first base. Pretty strong arm throw from Zach Gilbert. He gets the fourth out unassisted at third base. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Stepping in, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart on the season. 66 at-bats, 52 official. He's batting .423. Pitch comes in, ground ball, third base, foul. Left of the base. That's Evan Dienhart. He's batting .423 in the box. His on-base percentage, .538. He's got 10 RBI. Step back in, right-handed batter. Runners on first and second base. Two outs, top of the second inning. Turning in, looking at signals, now out of the stretch. Here comes a pitch. High for a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Step back in. Back in the rubber. Mitchell Dean looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set. The check second base. Here's the pitch. And a foul one out of play, right side. Again, a 1-2 count. Evan Deanhart to step back in. He's a little bit choked up there. A 1-2 count to Deanhart. Turning, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean. Out of the set, check second base. Which comes in, swing and miss. Protecting the zone. To the Knights. They lead two on base. And then they score two here in the top of the second inning. At the end of 1.5, Central Catholic 2, Western 1. They're playing some rock and roll music right here at Western High School. We like that. Let's see what their variety is. Turn it up. This is autograph. We'll mention, if you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance for easy, low payment plan. Visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9-7. They're open today, 9-6. Not quite right now, but they're open again tomorrow on Saturday, 9-4. You can reach them. You can see them on site at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. So they're working right there on the diamond, throwing the ball around, throwing down to second base. First batter we'll see here in the bottom of the second inning. Going to be number 11, Zach Gilbert. Has a meeting at the mound right there. They put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed pitcher. Let me get some moisture on those fingertips. Back behind the rubber.
Number 11, Zach Gilbert.
He put the ball in his own glove right there. Step on the mound. Working from the windup. Right-handed batter, Zach Gilbert. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in there, strike called, right below the kneecap. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Gilbert and Mazur. Foul back, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the second inning. This game might have been thought about even earlier in the season. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. Here's the 0-2, high for a ball. Mazur reaches back for some MPH. High there, standing strike for the catcher, Jackson, standing pitch for Jackson Keene. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. One out, bottom of the second inning, next batter for Western. Going to be number 6, Dylan Bryant.
Dylan Bryant.
Dylan Bryant plays right field. He plays the basketball game also. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Peering in, here comes a wind from Mazur. Just outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dylan Bryant, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 1-0. Ground ball in the infield. He fields at second base, 0-9. Out recorded at first base, Justin Grady. Next batter in the lineup, number 9. He's the catcher. That's Alex Watkins. Watkins can step in, right-handed batter. Pretty poised young man steps in. or if he's bringing windup, here's the pitch. He's going to take a drive to center field. He's going to back up Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins over his shoulder. He'll make the catch, bearing to his left. Pretty deep shot right there off the bat of the catcher. Number 9, Alex Watkins. So at the end of 2 complete, Central Catholic 2, Western 1. Again, we thank you for tuning in, putting in sports. We're thankful this game is in part making it possible for you to hear this ball game. That's Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So get some final warm-up pitches right here on the diamond. Mitchell Dean. Waiting right now in the dugout, putting his gear on, is Alex Watkins. Alex Watkins jogging out right now, ready to go. Taking some warm-up pitches right there with Brett Eckelbarger. Brett Eckelbarger wears number 2. Chipping in right there. He's a catcher and an outfielder. So in the getting ready to step in for the night. Gonna bat here. Ben Mazur. Gonna get a conversation, short one with Coach Fortney. Prior to stepping in, they throw the ball down to second base. They'll bring it to the pitcher's hand. They put it in the glove of Mitchell Dean.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the night.
Stepping in. Gonna be Ben Mazur. Where's number 27? Ben Mazur on the season. 15 ball games. 32 at-bats, 27 official at-bats. He batted 259 in the batter's box. First pitch from Mitchell Dean. Just inside a ball. Working back on the rubber, pitching from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. One ball, one strike. A toss one. Back to the pitcher. 1-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean in the windup. Ben Mazur batting. Low for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Pitcher facing the pitcher in this at-bat. Swung on to take it to right there, they'll put him out at first base. So he's going to put out his jog back to the dugout. Pick up his glove.
T.J. Bell.
So set to bat for the Knights, number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell on the season, 68 official at-bats. 55, I should say, played appearances, 55 at-bats. He's got an on-base percentage of .284. First pitch, he comes in, a ball inside. Pretty good umpire crew, I will say that again. I mean, they're playing like they're playing in the game. Here comes the pitch from Dean. Down in there for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean. Here comes the wind. A ball low. 2 balls, 1 strike, stepping back on the rubber, working from the windup, Mitchell Dean. Here comes the 2-1. Going to pop one center field. It's going to be shallow, going to be fielded right there by the center fielder, Garrett LaPoy. So 2 outs on the diamond, top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 7. That's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, 30, I should say Ryan Schumer, number 7. He's going to step in. Batting 233. He's 58 at-bats, 43 plate official at-bats, I should say. Left-handed batter facing the lefty, Mitchell Dean. Low pitch, ball one. It's shortstop glove by Alex Watkins. Turn in, signals given. Working from the windup, Mitchell Dean. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Take a ground ball, first base. He'll go unassisted. Get the put out. That's Parker Dean. So the Knights send three to the plate. They get three outs, and we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Western Panthers, Will Bat, and Will Mission on the diamond. Right there. Ben Major picks up the baseball. We'll let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company that's serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, the number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So that's throwing the ball around the diamond. They throw it down to second base. It gets a little bit loose, and they'll bring it back to the pitcher's mound. They'll put it in the glove right there of Ben Mazur. Next batter in the lineup for the Western Panthers. It's going to be number one. He plays shortstop at Daeglin Pleat. Daeglin Pleat, pretty much an original game. An original name. And I'll tell you why he's going to step in right now, because we're all snowflakes. Turn in, looking at the signals. Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count. Daeglin Pleat. Turn in, looking at the signals. Ben Mazur. The foul one, right side, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Daeglin Pleat, a right-handed batter. They tap the plate and step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Go down on strikes. Next batter in the lineup for Western. Going to be the one-hitter, number four, Garrett LaPoy. Garrett LaPoy plays a good center field, made the last catch there at the bottom, I should say the top of the third inning. He'll step in, LaPoy, one mission on the season. He's batting 396 at 65 plate appearances, 58 official at-bats. Breaking pitch, called strike. Broke right there at the thigh. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, Garrett LaPoy, in there swinging a miss. No balls, two strikes. Garrett LaPoy, 5'10", 175. This is an outfielder and a pitcher. Turn in, looking at signals. Here comes a whine by Mazur. Breaking pitch, finish low. One ball, two strikes. Just step back in. Garrett LaPoy. Garrett LaPoy on the season. 554 on base percentage. This comes in outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Garrett LaPoy gonna step back in. Just 17 RBI. He's up there among the league, the team leaders. Swing and a miss. So go down swinging. Stepping in, next batter in the lineup. going to be number 10, Mitchell Netley. Mitchell Netley playing second base. Mitchell Netley on the season. 68 plate appearances, 56 at-bats. He batted 339 in the batter's box. It comes in a bit high inside, ball one. Mitchell Netley, 5'11", 190. Step back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Mitchell Netley, 433 on-base percentage. He's got 8 RBI on the season. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 1-2 count. Mitchell Netley adjusts the helmet, steps back in. Right-handed batter. 1-2 count. Ben Mazur, the wind. Foul tip. Going to get off the glove right there. Might have got a little bit of piece of the body of Jackson King. He seems to be just fine. Going to hand deliver a baseball out to the pitcher. That's Jeff Harrell. So they're talking it over right there. Give him a little time for Jackson. Jackson seems to be okay. Just stay in the batter's box. Count's going to remain 1-2. 1-2 count. Number 10, he bats in the second position. That's Mitchell Netley. Mitchell Netley, they're going to clean the plate off right there. Just step back in. 1-2, one out. Beautiful day on the diamond. The sun is way up there. Working on the windup. Ben Mazur, Mitchell Netley. Outside of ball. Should say Garrett in my ear. Working there on the diamond. Step back in. That's number 10, Mitchell Netley. 2-2 count. Here comes the wind. Low pitch. Swing and miss. It's short off the glove. Jackson King steps to the inside. Throws the first base for the drop third. So no runs here in the bottom of the third inning. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. At the end of three, Central Catholic 2, Western 1. Again, we'll mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equip. Since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut, or maybe that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli, along U.S. 31 in northern Henderson County. Look at some warm-up tosses right there. Mitchell Dean, 6'7", 225. Throw a rope down to second base from Alex Watkins. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be number 20. Going to step in at Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick on the season. 53 at-bats, 44 official at-bats. 318 average in the batter's box. He's a 412 on-base percentage with 16 RBI. Working from the windup, Mitchell Dean. Here comes the first pitch to Minnick. Low and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes, a set back in. Lefty versus the lefty. It comes in, low and away, ball two. trying to work that strike zone, trying to be delicate with the pitches. Mitchell Dean, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, let it go by, strike called. Two balls, one strike. Step back in, left-handed batter, facing the lefty, Mitchell Dean. You're going to drive one, you have to get the other way, it'd be high fly ball, time to get underneath it. Going to be caught in left field by Caden McClure. So Caden to Caden, one out, here in the top of the fourth.
Number 14, Tyler.
Next batter to step in, where's number 14? He's playing left field today, that's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, 22, played appearances, 17 at-bats. He's got an on-base percentage of .333. First pitch comes in high, a ball. Tyler Fox, one of the taller young men on the ball team. 6'1", 165, pitcher and an outfielder. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pretty healthy cut right there. Pretty fluid cut. Here goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive. It's going to be a base hit. And down the left field line, might be in there for two bases. Tyler Fox rounds first base. Going to stand at second base. Takes it down the left field line, picked up there in the corner by Caden McClure.
Batter's
going to step
Justin
in.
Going
to be 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. He'll step in, 68 at-bats, 57 plate appearances. And we'll mention, I said, official at-bats, batting 281 in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch from Netflix. Take a pitch and take a right side. It's going to be foul territory. Too lengthy to get to. I should say that's Mitchell Dean on the pitch. Three tracks that one down. It's out there by the batting cage. They roll it down there. Everything's safe. Everything's good. They got the net. They got the net in left field protecting the tennis courts. Trying to. I will say, athletic director Mr. Hyman has said some baseballs get over that net and onto the pin tennis court. Stepping back off the rubber, step back in. That's Mitchell Dean working from the stretch. Set position in terms of pitch. Outside a ball. Chest misses. Strike zone is a strike zone. I say what they call a good strike zone in varsity baseball. Working from the set, check second base. Foul ball out in front of the screen from the Panther dugout, first base side. Pick that up, Coach Ryan Berryman. Coach Ryan Berryman, opportunity to coach his son. His son is in college now, I do believe. Ryan Berryman worked with the sixth grade level not too long ago. We're going to pirouette, look at second base, no throw from Mitchell Dean. Just step back in. Peer in, look at signals. Left-handed batter's box, Justin Brady. The pop one foul. It's going to be back to the screen. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, working from the set. Check second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. High and tight, protecting the zone. He'll go down on strikes. Runner at second base. Going to step in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to bat second time.
Number three, Jackson
three
Kane.
Play appearances, 31 official at-bats. 226 average in the box, 520 on base percentage. He's got 10 RBI on the season. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles, out of the stretch. Now the set position, the set second base. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox at second base, the lone base runner for the Knights. Top of the fourth inning, a 2-1 ball game. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. He'll peer back in. It's Mitchell Dean. Looking at signals. Alex Watkins will step off the back. He'll step back in. He'll reset. He's looking out of the stretch. Check second base out of the set. Here comes the 1-1. Just inside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Step back in the rubber. Tearing in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, a long look. Timeout called. Jackson King, a lot of concentration time. Time granted. Two balls, one strike. Working on the rubber in the stretch. He's going to step off the back again. Steps off the back. Or step back in. Mitchell Dean, 2-1 count to Jackson King. Here's the pitch. Schoolhouse the glove, swing and a miss. I've been a breaking pitch. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, does the catching for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. Mitchell Dean. Pitch comes in high, trying to steal third base. Safe at third base, got the hand in there. Circumstantial outs do not exist in varsity baseball. Safe at third base, Tyler Fox. Two-two count. The step back in. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Foul one, right side, out of play. Two-two count once again. Jackson Coon steps in, right-handed batter facing the lefty. Mitchell Dean. He peers in, looks at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. You can fake to third base. 31 rule, you can fake the third, throw to first. He faked the third base right there. There comes the pitch. We'll take one to left field. It's going to be foul ball. Foul ball, that ball might have gotten out of here. I did not see it. Ball did get out of here, photographer tells me. So that was good. He pulled that one. He had a little bit of a wind aid to it. Pretty good shot right there. So he stepped back in. Just stay in the box with a 3-2 count. Let's step back in. Jackson King. Tyler Fox at third base. Pitching on the diamond. Mitchell Dean for Western. Let's take a drive. It's going to go to right field. Going to float towards the line. Catch is going to be made by Dylan Bryant. So the Knights leave one aboard. They pick up a double with Tyler Fox, and they score no runs. And they're top of the fourth at the end of 3.5. Central Catholic 2, Western 1. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Target Sports. At Target Sports, Larson and Son, Target Sports. 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. Reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number again is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson and, that's A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So they're working right there. On the pitcher's mound, Ben Mazur, getting some final warm-up tosses. Jackson King putting his gear on right now, doing the catching right there for Jackson in between innings is number 28, Isaac Bushi. So they're getting warmed up, throwing the ball around the diamond. Playing some more of that upbeat music right here at Western High School. This time, facilities, I tell you what, the facilities are nice right here. The football field, the tennis court, off in the distance is the softball field. Further in the distance, the JV baseball field. They play summer ball there. They play summer ball here. But what an environment. So they throw a frozen rope down to second base. They put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Next batter will step in. It's going to be number 23. He plays first base. That's Parker Dean. Parker Dean on the season. 69 at-bats. 48 official at-bats. He's batting 458 in the batter's box. 618 on-base percentage. He's second. The team lead with 21 RBI. First pitch in there for swinging strike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Step back on the rubber. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Third base, fielded by Ryan Schumer. They throw a high throw. It'll get the net. It'll be over the head of Justin Brady, and reaching first base safely. Right there is 23, Parker Dean. His on-base percentage is climbing even further. Lights are coming on here. Some of them working up.
For the Panthers, number 16, Christian Pinnell.
Next guy is going to step in for the Panthers. You guys are pitching, number 20. Mitchell Dean.
Mitchell Dean.
Okay. Curtis Ugunner at first base. We'll mention right there is Christian Pawnell, P-O-W-N-A-L-L, Pawnell, grade number 16. They make this stenographer's short message right there on the paper with the pencil. Home plate umpire. And stepping in the bat once again is number 20, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, 78 at-bats, 62 official at-bats, batting 371 in the right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in low right there, I should say right there below the kneecaps, and his kneecaps are up there a little bit, 6'7". No balls, one strike. Working from the set. Pickoff move, first base, bat safely. Tag applied. Head first slide, safety is Pawnell. That's number 16, Christian Pawnell. And they'll work back in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss, good short hop, stop by Jackson Kane. No ball, two strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter. Working in the rubber right there, Ben Mazur out of stretch, check signals. Let's check first base out of stretch, now the set. Comes 0-2. Ground ball, foul ball. Coach Berryman elects not to try to catch it. He let it go by. Count remains, no balls, two strikes. Piernan looking at signals. Ben Mazur out of stretch, now the set. They take a drive to center field. It's going to one-hop the glove in the glove of Bren Robbins. Taking second base. Ball gets by. Cut off to Evan Dienhart. They pick it up there. Ryan Schumer stops the travel of it. So runners at first and second base. Good hit. Base hit to center field. A line rope by Mitchell Dean. So signals being given, third base coach, runners at first and second base, timeout on the diamond, Coach Borden ain't going to walk out and going to meet with his infield at the pitcher's mound. They'll talk it over right here. Working right there on the diamond. So Dean's going to take a seat. And as you probably heard, Kyler Norman going to be his courtesy runner once again in the ballgame as Dean reaches base twice. We'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Stepping in once again, where's number six? We'll check on that. Working from the stretch. It's going to be McClure. Going to say he offered, didn't get the bat back. He squared the bunt. Going to say the bat didn't get back in time. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Working from the set. Ben Major checks second base. He'll try to bunt again. He'll pull the bat back this time outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Two runners aboard for Western, first and second base. Looking right there is Norman and Parnell. Squaring the bunt. They let the ball go by, pull the bat back, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Ben Mazur working from the stretch. Now the setter checks second base a couple of times. Pitch comes in, bunt laid down. It'll be foul. Foul ball, almost got the foot, but it wouldn't have mattered. Ball was in foul territory. So they're going to jog back to first and second base. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box at number five, Caden McClure. Caden McClure, 68 at-bats, 53 played official at-bats. He's batting 340 in the right-handed batter's box. Working from a stretch, now the set. It comes in low for a ball. Count goes 3-2. Caden McClure on base percentage 478. McClure has 18 RBI. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Strike three. He'll go down looking. So runners still
running for the
first and second base. Next batter going to step in, number 11, Zach Gilbert. Zach Gilbert on the diamond. He's playing the third base position. Zach Gilbert, 64 plate appearances, 50 at bats, batting 320 as a right-handed batter. Foul ball, left side, going to end up in the Knights dugout. A one-handed grab, evidently, by a civilian, someone not in a uniform. So we'll step back to the rubber. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch. Here's the set. Just at second base, here's the pitch. Just above the zone. A hand over fifth strike zone. Good call. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in the rubber, working from the stretch, Ben Mazur to check second base. Take a drive. It'll be a high fly ball on the infield. It'll be called for by Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to catch the ball. Infield fly rule in effect. Means he didn't have to catch it. But if he didn't catch it, or even if he does catch it, runners can run routinely at their own risk. But anyway. Had a 14-year-old ask me that question on the Indianapolis Diamond earlier this season. And he was genuine. He's going to become an umpire at, he told me, at New Palace team. There you go. Set position. Check second base.
curveball, breaking ball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, Ben Mazur looks at second base. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove. Jackson King keeps it in front of him. Runners at first and second base. Step back in, touch the plate, drag the bat towards him. Turn in, look at the signals out of the stretch, now the set position. He'll check second base. The line drive going to be the left field. Foul ball just left of the foul base, the foul line there in left field. So one ball, two strikes, solid stroke. He got a lot of that sweet spot on that bat. Dylan Bryant back in the box. Where's number six, Dylan Bryant? On the diamond. Working from the stretch, now the set, he checks second base. Timeout called in the right-handed batter's box. Time granted. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. It checks second base, here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Evan Dehart fields it, he'll go 6-4. He'll get the put out with Owen Munn. So Western leads two on base. At the end of four, Central Catholic two, Western one. Again, we do thank you for listening, and we'll miss it. This game is being made possible by different folks. I shouldn't just say it's made possible by the people who helped to get the financial education out of it. But it helps a lot, but we're thankful for a lot of others. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. At Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. At Lisa Stokes Bear, featuring 21 sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're getting ready to throw the ball down to second base. Getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. We're at Western High School. Who's your crossover game? Say what on the 28th day of May. You can make it over to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm Tyler Stevenson. He's a pitcher for the Reds. He's going to have bobblehead night right there. That's on the 28th. Happens to be my wife's birthday. Might have to take her there. We'll find out. But if he can show up there, bobblehead night, he's a good pitcher, and he recently hit a home run. Here comes the first pitch, top of the fifth. Swing and miss. Owen Munn in the batter's box. Doing the pitching for Western is Mitchell Veed. Righty in the batter, steps back in. Owen Munn, batting 359. Pitch comes in and short hops the glove of Watkins. Good stop, count goes, one ball, one strike. 1-1 count, peering in looking at signals out of the windup. Mitchell Veed, ground ball, foul, left side, third base. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. Mitchell Dean working from the windup. Pretty towering young man. Kind of reminds like he has J.R. Richard. Inside a ball. 2-2 count. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, Owen Munn. We call time in the plate. Right there, too much concentration time. Let's step out. Time granted. Mitchell Dean, PRN, looking at singles. Here comes the 2-2. Scored off the glove. Foul ball. I should have checked that. Might have been a foul ball. Count remains. Let's check that. Ball two, or ball three. Here we go. Ball three, 3-2 count to Owen Munn. Back on the rubber, working from the windup. Here comes the 3-2. Foul tip in the glove, strike three. So he'll jump back to the dugout, next batter in the lineup. It'll be Evan Dehan.
Ball replenishment,
home plate umpire. Evan Dehan, right-handed batter. Going to step in. Bit of an open stance. Right-handed batter, Evan Dehan. He's batting 423. First pitch comes in, strike taken. 0-1 count to Dehan. Evan Dehan coming off of a two base hit ball game, and he'll get a base hit right there. Base hit to left field. They jog into first base. One out, top of the fifth inning. Next batter to step in is going to be Ben Mazur.
Number 27, Ben Mazur.
Ben Mazur going to step in. Right-handed batter. Again, pitcher versus pitcher duo right here. Pickoff move at first base. Back safely, head first is Dehan. No tag applied right there at first base. Parker Dean. Pierre looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set. They're checked first base. Pitch comes in. Ben Mazur takes one left field. Left side, I should say. Foul ball. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur steps back in. Ben Mazur kind of like a Tyler Stevenson. He's the pitcher. He got a home run this season. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Left-handed pitcher, Mitchell Dean. Turn in looking at signals. Out of set position, checks first base twice. Here's the pitch. Low and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Checking the count. I was in need of it also. Peering in, looking at the signals. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss, 2-2. Snap throw to first base by Watkins. Back safely is Evan Dehan. Two two count. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. First base. Nonchalant. No tag applied. Safe at first is Dehan. Turn in singles. Out of stretch. Now the set. Ground ball in the infield. Second base. They'll flip it to six. They'll not get in at first base. A little bit of a neighborhood friendly play at second base, but didn't get the out at first base. Okay, what that infield umpire, I got to say here. An infield umpire is a quality man. He does basketball, but I speak about his quality. Fortunate to work with him in Kokomo. Out of underprivileged.
Runner number 17, Gavin Boutel.
With his runner at first base, Gavin Boutel was number 17. Pitch comes in high and away. One ball, two strikes. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell enters the ballgame batting in the right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in low for a ball. T.J. Bell on base percentage, 284. Step out, check singles. Doing the DH job today for center fielder Bren Robbins. Miles Freed at first base, one runner aboard. Pitch comes in, fouled back, out of play. Mitchell Deed, a lanky body, built for speed from the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike. Just step back in. Set position, checks first base. Pitch comes in, knee high. Strike called. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at first base. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Top of the fifth inning. Lights are on. Getting a little bit friendly here. I should say the sun is on its way down. Here comes the pitch. Foul back. Out of, gonna be caught by the screen. So working right there at first base is Boutel. Gavin Boutel working from the stretcher as a pitch. Take a drive and be foul ball. Right side, out of play. Good jog back to first base. Gavin Boutel, pretty good legs right there. Working in, tearing in, looking at signals. Step off the back. Step back in the rubber. Tearing in, look at signals. Out of the set position. Here comes the 3-2. Swing and miss. Taking off for second base was Boutel. Three outs in the inning. Nice lead, one aboard. At the end of 4.5, Central Catholic 2. Western 1. So I'll tell you what, pretty good ball game. They're happening all around the conference tonight. Conference baseball games. Working from the Hoosier West Division. Playing at the East Division sites this season. And it's seemed to work pretty good in the Hoosier Conference. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Clark West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. And we'll mention they are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero.
Off the bottom getting ready to
step in. Going to bat the bottom of the fifth inning.
That is
the catcher for the Panthers. Number 9, Alex Watkins. Again, we'll mention Alex Watkins on the season. 58 at-bats, 30 plate appearances, or I should say official at-bats. He's got a good eye at the plate. Alex Watson's going to take the first pitch from Mazur. Pitch comes in there, breaking ball, strike called. So Alex Watkins on the season, batting .233, right-handed batter's box, .569 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, breaks low and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Mazur back on the rubber, working from the windup, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning. This comes in low for ball two. Jackson King, good block. That's for new baseball. He'll be given one. He'll pitch it back out. Ben Mazur, stepping back in. Number 9, Alex Watkins. Signals being given, peering in. Working from the windup. Here comes the 2-1. outside of ball. Three balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, going to adjust the cap. He'll step back on the rubber. Turning in, looking at the signals. Here comes a 3-1. The foul one, right side, out of play. Pretty good sweet spot stand on that bat. That's number 9, Alex Watkins. Sweet spot on an aluminum bat, they say it's 14 inches. On a wooden bat, they say it's 8 inches. Here comes a wind. Here comes a 3-2. Breaking pitch, short hop to glove, ball 4. So it's all down to first base. That's number 9, Alex Watkins.
Now batting for the Panthers, number 1, Jaylen Pleat.
See, if Watkins is going to run for himself, they're going to call him. He's going to run for himself. He's going to take off the gloves. He's going to get the sliding mitt here momentarily. Stepping into bat. Number 1, Jaylen Pleat. Jaylen Pleat playing in the shortstop position. And Watkins at first base and put the sliding glove on. I guess that's to grab the base as you go by. That's kind of a new item. Hadn't heard about it for a while. Working from the stretch, now the set. He has to play the bunt. You step off the back. Ryan Schumer was inching in on the grass at third base. Stepping back in, right here in the batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitcher, square to bunt. They'll offer for it, come up empty. Strike called, I should say, swinging strike. No balls, one strike. Runner at first base is Alex Watkins. Alex Watkins drew a base on balls. In the batter's box, Jaylen Pleat, here comes the pitch. Reached back for some NPH on that one. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. Count goes 2-1. I believe so. We'll double check. 1-1 on the scoreboard. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Ryan Berryman going to call time. Going to talk with his batter, Jaylen Pleat. So that's a short conversation right there. And at first base, doing the base running, is Alex Watkins. Timeout on the diamond. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-1 ball game. Right-handed batter going to step back in. It's Jaylen Pleat. Jaylen Pleat. Pleat was number 1. 33 at-bats. 20 official at-bats. Batting 250 as a right-handed batter. Looking from the stretch, now the set. He was square to bunt. Couldn't get a breaking pitch came in. Couldn't get the bunt. He left the bat out there. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Jaylen Pleat going to check the wristband. Wristbands in baseball and football. Should say in football and baseball. 1-2. Looking out of stretch. Now the set. Ben Mazur. Long pause. Here's the pitch. He'll put a bunt down with 2 strikes straight back to the pitcher, Mazur. They'll get the out at first base. That's pretty good confidence from coach and batter. So they get 1 out on the diamond. They move the runner, Alex Watkins, over at second base. Going to walk down. Distant words right there. That's number 4. He'll be the next batter. He's the one hitter. That's Garrett LaPoy. Garrett LaPoy plays the center field position. Garrett LaPoy going to step back in. 65 at-bats, 58 official at-bats. He's batting 396 as a right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, fouled back to the screen. Garrett LaPoy on base percentage of 554. LaPoy has 17 RBI. Garrett LaPoy working right there on the diamond. Here comes the pitch. They take a foul ball right side out of play. a toss one back in from on base batter. I should say on deck, that's Mitchell Nepley. So you're going to step back in the rubber. Ben Mazur. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second base is Alex Watkins. Here comes the pitch spin move. I'll try to get him going back to the base. Close play. Safe at second. Head first slide. Timing play right there from Evan Deanhart. 0-2 count once again. No balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur in the rubber. He'll peer in, look at signals. Step position, assess second base. It comes the 0-2. Swing and miss. Drop third strike. Jackson Keene tagging in the box, and the home plate umpire acknowledges a tag. A quick tag right there on the drop. But anyway, so he'll talk about it just a little bit, try to make sure the tag took place, and home plate umpire, Coach Berryman, having just some kind words right here. So two out, getting ready to bat for Western. It's going to be number 10. He's the two hitter, that's Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley plays second base.
Mitchell Nepley
on the season. 68 at-bats, 56 official at-bats. He's batting 339 from the right from the batter's box. He steps in. Peeling in, look at the signals, out of stretch, Ben Mazur. Now the set position. Let's check second base. Let's check it again. Fourth wing out in front of the plate. It's going to be foul ball down the first baseline. Jackson Keene lets it roll. No balls, one strike. Number 10, Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley might have adopted that number. Good step back in. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Ben Mazur. Foul tip. Going to get a piece of Jackson Keene. He'll get up our checks on him. He's fine. Cool. No balls, two strikes. Mitchell Nepley, right into batter's box. Pretty much a straightaway stance. Runner at second base. Pickoff move at second base. No throw. So let's step back in. Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley batting in the second position for Western. Working from the stretch, now the set. It's at second base. High, reach back for the MPA. Another standing ball right there from Jackson Keene. One ball, two strikes. Appearing on look at signals. Ben Mazur working from the stretch. Now the set position. He'll check second base. Breaking pitch finished inside. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, Ben Mazur, now the set position. Just at second base. Timing pattern, second baseman, Owen Munn, no throw, is a step off the back. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, Mitchell Nepley. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur. Looks at second base, looks again. A foul one, right side, out of play. Mitchell Nepley in the process of a quality at bat. 2-2 kill. Steps back in. Ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals is Ben Mazur. Long peer, now the set position. A check second base. Foul one, out of play once again. Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepig will set back in. A 2-2 count. 2-2 count. Multiple times. Right-handed batter steps back in. Peering in, looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set. Ben Major checks second base. Breaking pitch, finish high, ball three. Three, two count. Get moisture on the fingertips off the rubber, a step in sideways. Working from the set, now the set. Check second base, here comes a 3-2. They'll foul another one, out of play, right side. Baseballs are not a commodity when you're Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley going to step back in. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Mazin working out a stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Foul ball tip in the glove of Jack Kincaid. Wanting that back for Mitchell Nepley. So at the end of five innings, Knights in front, 2, Western 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside of Reynolds. And we'll mention Reynolds' hours of operation. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli, along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. We're getting warm-up pitches right there. The pitcher, Mitchell Dean, they're going to throw a rope down to second base from the fingertips of Alex Watkins. So they put the ball back in the glove of Mitchell Dean. They'll work it right there. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It'll be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter going to step in. Ryan Schumer on the season. 58 at-bats, 43 official at-bats. Batting 233, 421 on base percentage. First pitch. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Ball one. Ryan Schumer, 10 RBI on the season. Left-handed batter facing the lefty, Mitchell Dean. Short hop the glove of Watkins. Bounces back towards the screen. Official umpire right there, Jeff Harrell. Toss one back to the pitcher. Give Alex Watkins a chance to take a little breather. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Right down the pike. Strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Lefty facing the left. They take a poke. He'll go left field. And the drift is going to be in a foul territory. He'll drop. They'll pick that up in left field. That's left fielder, Caden McClure. So he'll stay in the box at 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer, Mitchell Dean, Here comes the 2-2. Take a poke the other way. Just foul down the right field line, about halfway out in the grass. About 15, 20 feet right of the first baseline. So two balls, two strikes again. Ryan Schirmer got some sweet spot on that bat. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Mitchell Deans. He'll do the line. Here comes the 2-2. Foul ball back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. He'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Ryan Schirmer. He'll step back in. Mitchell Dean working on the rubber in the windup. Here comes the 2-2. He'll poke one to center field. Gonna have to come in to make the play. And he'll dive forward. Ball came loose. Had it in the glove. Made a good effort in play there in center field. Garrett LaPoy. Ball fell out of the glove. What an effort. He'll walk back to center field position. At first base now is Ryan Schirmer. He'll reach base. And jogging out to run for him is Gavin Buttel. Gavin Buttel going to do the base running for Ryan Schirmer. Next bat in the lineup for the Knights going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Writing down on the miniature stenographer's pad. But, base runner. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Top of the sixth inning. Lights are partially on. They're up to full-fledged. They're on. Tell you what, these lights are pretty free. They're pretty new to this field, but they work good. You can just look at them and tell. Pickoff move. Safe at first base, Gavin Buttel. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the steady at first base. Just square to bunt. Caden Minnick, third baseline. Could be misplayed. He'll pick it back up. Just throw to first base. And moving to second base is Gavin Buttel. Safe at first is Caden Minnick. Runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights.
Number 14.
Tyler Fox steps in. 22 at-bats entering the ballgame. 17 official at-bats. 333 on-base percentage. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Berryman going to walk out. Going to speak with his infield. So baseball here at Western High School. On a Friday night, game was slated to start about 6. Max Preps, say what Max Preps does a whole lot of work. If you didn't know, Max Preps is a member of the CBS Sports Facility. I tell what, CBS does a lot of work. But anyway, it's at 5:30 on Max Preps, but that's okay. It actually started about 6:28 or something like that. They're playing baseball. They've got lights here at Western High School, and they are one of the most quality type of light you could get, with probably a galvanized pole. It takes them up pretty high. It'd be hard to hit a light pole here. Stepping back in, Tyler Fox is the pitch. He'll pop one airborne. It'll hit the screen. Foul ball. Try to put a bunt down. Count goes 0-1. Tyler Fox, 6'1". Tyler Fox today playing left field. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Peering in out of the stretch. Out of the stretch at second base. Couple of times. Squaring the bunt. He'll put a bunt down out in front of the plate. Picked up there by Watkins. He'll throw to first base. And mission accomplished. By Tyler Fox. Runners at second and third base.
How about in the batter, number 32, Justin Brady.
32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady is the first baseman for the Knights. Justin Brady has mentioned on the season 68 at-bats, 57 official at-bats. He's at 281 in the left-handed batter's box. 388 on-base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set for Mitchell Beanie. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, let it go by, strike one. Left-handed batter, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given at third base. Coach Bordenay peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Beanie, out of set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Quality swing. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Runners at second and third base. Stepping off the back of the rubber, Mitchell Beanie. Cade Minnick at second base. Gavin Lutell at third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out the stretch. Now the set. To foul one, back out of play. Gonna get something. Might have got it. You might have heard it. I don't know. But anyway, no balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell. Steve. To take a drive. It's going to go to the right field. It's going to be a fair ball inside the line. Going to get up against the fence in the corner. And two runs across the plate for the Knights. So it's going to be another double on the diamond for the Knights. Justin Brady. So Jackson King going to step in next. Jackson King. Where's number three for the Knights? Does the catching. Jackson King. 53 at-bats on the season. 31 official at-bats. He bet 226. 520 on-base percentage. Timeout on the diamond. And Coach Ryan Berryman going to get handed the baseball by Mr. Mitchell Dean. Mr. Mitchell Dean, highly respected by many, many teams. He probably doesn't even know. So they're going to get some warm-ups. They're going to put a new pitcher in the lineup. They'll get some warm-up tosses. We'll let you know that number 10, that's Mitchell Nepley. He's going to run out and play center field. We're going to see pitches here on the diamond momentarily. We're going to see the 6'7", 225 Mitchell Dean. He's going to stay in the ballgame. He's an original starter, so he has opportunity. So they're going to pitch right now. They're going to put on the pitcher cam. Number 23, Parker Dean. They're having a conversation out there right now. Not a problem whatsoever, I'm sure. This is the umpires and about as calm, cool, and collected as you can get. So did some warm-ups right there. He came over from first base. Parker Dean. Parker Dean throwing the fastball right now, and he's throwing it like he's throwing it in a tube. It's right there every time. So one coach told me one time, I was sitting on a bench with him, he said, you know, if you can throw a fastball or throw a strike whenever you want to throw a strike, that means you can probably throw a ball when you want to throw a ball. Made a lot of sense. He's getting some final warm-up tosses right here. Warming up from the stretch. That's 23, Parker Dean. He's going to finish up his tosses. He's walking out. Jogging out to have communication with him is Alex Watkins. Next batter to line up, as mentioned.
Batting for the Knights, number three, Jackson King.
Jackson King, right-handed batter. step in. Runner at second base. That's Justin Brady. Turning in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Parker Dean, out of a set position, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Good stop by Alex Watkins. A step back in the box. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Parker Dean, out of the set. Pitch comes in, strike call. That's an almost an automatic. He's got a good arm. Stock, just the arm bracket right there. I tell you what, it's right straight down. Fairly looking at singles, out of stretch, now a set, check second base. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Breaking pitch, might have been a fishing pitch. Not for Jackson Kane, count goes 2-1. Fairly looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. Puts it second base. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, 53 at-bats, 31 plate appearances. Pitch comes in, ball high. Runner at first and second base. Timeout on the diamond. We're going to see courtesy runner once again. Going to jog out. It's going to be 23, Nathan Bast. Next batter to line up is going to be number 12 for the night, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, 74 plate appearances, 64 official at-bats, batting 359, a right-handed batter. Tiering in, looking at signals, right-hander. Parker Dean. Breaking pitch, finished high, ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. He stepped back in, tap the plate far and near. Peering in, looking at singles. 23, Parker Dean. Now the set, check second base. They'll take a drive. Going to go to left field. Going to get the on the ground, down the line, it'll drift into foul territory on the line, on the ground. Two runs going to cross the plate for the ninth. Justin Brady. And Nathan Bass. Another two base hit for the ninth. Owen Munn going to be at second base. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 24.
Number 24,
Evan Dienhart. Dienhart on the season, entering the ballgame, 66 plate appearances, 52 official at-bats. He's batted 423 in the right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Ground ball. Coach Bordenay getting out of the way. We'll mention the foul ball, strike one. No balls, one strike. Parker Dean with a step back in. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch. He'll check second base, out of set. Pickoff move, timing play. Back in head first, safe is Minnick. Taking the throw, second baseman, Mitchell Nepley. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, working out a set position, sets the base. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Peering in once again, looking at signals, out of stretch. Parker Dean. Now out of set, he checks second base, check it again. Right at the top of the zone, strike call. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Parker Dean. Now the set position. He'll check second base. Check it again. Breaking pitch, finished away. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Evan Dienhart. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set. Parker Dean. foul back to the screen. Again, 2-2. Dienhart will stay in the box. At the pitcher's mound, he's going to step back in. Parker Dean peering in, looking at signals. Working out the stretch. Now the set. He'll set second base. The 2-2. Low for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count. Top of the sixth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set, just second base. High for ball four. Breaking pitch. Dienhart will go down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Alex Watkins in the jog out. Walk out. Speaks some encouraging words to Parker Dean. Next batter in the lineup is going to be for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur.
I'm batting for the Knights, number 27.
Ben Mazur on the season, entering the ballgame, 32 plate appearances. 27, official at bat. He's batting 259. The right-handed batter, working from the stretch, now the set, just second base. Pitch comes in away, ball one. Ben Mazur, 375 on-base percentage. Pitcher versus pitcher once again. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at second base for the Knights, Caden Minnich. Peering in, looking at signals. Parker Dean out of the set. Healthy cut, clean and miss. Strike one. Two, one count. Peering in, signals. Parker Dean looks at second base. Pitch comes in right there at the kneecap. Strike called. Step back in. A little bit choked up on the bat is Ben Mazur for good reason. Look at second base. Pitch comes in. He's going to set him down on strike. He'll go down looking. He'll walk back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 16, T.J. Bell.
Now batting number 16, T.J. Bell.
T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Parker Dean checks second base twice. Pitch comes in away. Ball one. T.J. Bell entering the ballgame. Been at the plate 68 times. 55 official at bat. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Parker Dean, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set position, he'll check second base. Foul ball back to the screen. Right underneath it, foul ball goes straight back. Two balls, one strike. Ball's in play. Working from the stretch, now the set. Parker Dean checks second base. Foul ball. Going to go back to the screen. Might have got a little bit of piece of Watkins. Nevertheless, Mr. Jeff Harrell going to walk one out to give it to Parker Dean. Two balls, two strikes. You step back into rubber. Parker Dean. 2-2 count. One out. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch. Outside of ball. Here at third base on the pitch is Caden Minnich. Runners on the corners for the Knights. 3-2 count, T.J. Bell. Timeout on the diamond. Watkins can step out from the plate and give signals for the infield. and step back behind home plate. Crouch, 3-2 count. One out, working from the stretch. Now a set, early lead. And step off the back. No pickle, gonna be this time. So no rundown on the situation. Evan Dehart at second base. Caden Minnick at third base. CJ Bell batting. Parker Jean pitching. You're striking out. Third out in the inning. Nice. Gonna pick up 4 runs in the top of the 5th inning. At the end of 5.5, Knights 6, Western 1. Again, they play you some more Tom Petty running down Dream. Say what, if you've not seen Tom Petty, and I say what, you watch that real station, you can see Tom Petty for who he is, and he's a dandy. I tell you why, he still is. We're making this game is also in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sports utility vehicle? Visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, that's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Next batter stepping in for Western, going to be number 23, Parker Dean. Right-handed batter. On the season, 69 plate appearances, 48 official at-bats, batting .458 as a right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, strike called. Parker Dean, on base percentage of .618. As mentioned, he's second on the team in RBI with 21. Pitch comes in, strike called. Mitchell Dean leads the team in RBI with 22. Going to step back in, right-handed batter. No balls, 2 strikes. 0-2 count, working from the windup. Ben Mazur going to shake off a couple of pitches. There comes the 0-2. Going to pop one foul out of play. Solid stroke right there. A lot of sweet spot on that bat. These bats they're making nowadays have such a good alloy in them. They absolutely crash the ball. Anyway, no balls, 2 strikes. Low for a ball. Breaking pitch, finished in the dirt, count goes 1-2. 1-3. Parker Dean, right-handed batter. Pitcher of record. Pitcher facing the pitcher right here. Ground ball foul. Left side towards the dugout. Right-handed batter, Parker Dean. Let's step back in. Good tap to play. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch, finished away. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Parker Dean, Ben Mazur. Ground ball, infield, shortstop, Evan Dehart. The throw across the diamond, and Justin Brady will make a good play for Evan. And Evan makes the same. One out here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Next batter going to step in. Number 20, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean started this game as the pitcher. 6'7", 2 1/4. He can absolutely bring it. Pitches lefty. He's batting righty. Not sure if he's a switch hitter. Here comes the right-handed arm of Ben Mazur. Outside of ball. Step back in, touch the plate far and near. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Nepley and Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike called. Probably the highest strike zone of any batter here this evening. Rightfully so. One ball, one strike. Step back on the rubber. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2. We drop third strike. He'll step to the outside, does Jackson Kane. They'll throw to first base, and they'll throw it around the horn. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to step in for Western. Going to be number 5, Caden McClure. Caden McClure, 68 plate appearances, 53 official at-bats. 340 from the right-handed batter's box. On-base percentage of 478. Caden McClure on the season, 18 RBI. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball one. Step back to the rubber. Looking at signals, here comes the wind. Ground ball on the infield. Going to be fielded by Owen Munn. A side on to first base, Justin Brady. At the end of six complete, Central Catholic 6, Western 1. Again, we'll mention we thank you for listening. And we'll let you know you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Pythian Sports. .com since 2008. If you'd like to broadcast ball games, if you'd like to cover ball games, you can do so. Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. You want to cover basketball? You want to cover baseball, football, volleyball, soccer? You can do just the same. You can even cover cross country. That does happen. So if you want to tune in, you want to contact Robbie. Go to ASO, that's audiosportsonline.net. They're taking some warm-up tosses right here on the diamond. Number 23, Parker Dean, getting some mild warm-ups right here. You know he can bring it. He's got a pipeline through the catcher's glove. Let him throw one down. Be picked up out there. Next batter in the lineup. Going to step in, do the batting. That's number 17. That's Gavin Beutel. Gavin Beutel on the season. This will be his second at-bat.
At the top of the seventh inning for the night, number 17, Gavin Beutel.
Gavin Beutel has 2 RBI on the season. A step in, right-handed batter. Going to face Parker Dean. Working out a windup. Here's the pitch. Pipeline to the catcher's glove, strike one. Parker Dean from the windup. Fastball, strike two. No balls, 2 strikes. Boutel walking up with a new balance. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's striking out. 3 outs. One out, top of the seventh inning. Next batter, Caden Minnick.
Now batting number 20, Caden Minnick.
Caden Minnick going to step in. Left-handed batter, working from the windup, Parker Dean. Here comes the pitch. just high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Parker Dean. Here comes the 1-0. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the wind. He'll take a floater, he'll kill foul ball out of play, left side. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the windup. Parker Dean gets an extra signal, throws the pitch. It'll be a fair ball. Fair ball out to the pitcher. Ball was pet. A little bit behind Caden Minnick. Left the bat in the air. The ball hit the bat, went directly fair to the pitcher. Parker Dean throws him out at first base. Right there to Mitchell Dean.
Now batting number 14.
They're working together on the diamond. Two outs in the inning. Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. Playing left field. 333 on base percentage. He'll take a pitch. Strike called. 14, Tyler Fox. 22 paid appearances. 17 official at bats. Entering the ballgame. He'll take a second strike for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at the signals, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Going to get by severely outside. Good effort by Watkins. One, two count. There's the wind. He'll take a fly ball, right side out of play. Solid bat right there, sweet spot for Tyler Fox. So they get back to the rubber. Parker Dean going to peer in. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. He'll step off the back. He's going to do the reissue of the signal. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove of Watkins. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. A step back in. Here comes the wind. Foul tip in the glove, strike three. Knights go down in order, top of the seventh, at the end of 6.5. Central Catholic 6, Western 1. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 real estate agent and real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company in Marion County, just across the county line from Hamilton County. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're getting some final warm-up tosses for the pitchers now. Ben Mazur working from the stretch out there between innings. Between half innings, we're working right there. They're going to throw one down. Throws in rope. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Next batter in the lineup for Western. Going to be number 11, Zach Gilbert. Zach Gilbert playing the third base position for the Western Panthers. Zach Gilbert has mission number 11 on the season. Entering the game, 64 at-bats, 50 official at-bats. Batting 320 right into batter's box. 453 on base percentage. Zach Gilbert. righty bases versus a righty. First pitch comes in, strike called. Step back behind the rubber, step back on, Ben Mazur. Zach Gilbert, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, finished outside. They're going to check him. Says, no, he didn't go. So they're working down there. One ball, one strike. Here comes the wind. They'll take a fly ball. It's going to go right side. It's going to float out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Zach Gilbert, right-handed batter's box, plays third base for Western. Righty versus righty. Mazur on the windup. Ground ball, second base. Owen Munn fields it. He throws to first base. Justin Brady. Next batter in the lineup going to step up. That's number 6, Dylan Bryant. Dylan Bryant playing right field for Western in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter steps right in and taps the play card here. Where's number 6? Tearing in, looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind. They take a drive right back up the middle. Ben Mazur had to get out of the way. Goes into center field, picked up there by Brent Roberts. So at first base now is number 6, Dylan Bryant. Next batter in the lineup going to step in, number 9, Alex Watkins. Has played a great catcher's position in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter facing the righty out of stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Mazur. He'll try to get one. They'll get one at first base. Moves the runner. It's number 6, Dylan Bryant. Now at second base for Western.
Now batting for the Panthers, number 2, Brett Echelbarger.
Coach Behrman, some words. Brett Echelbarger going to step in. Brett Echelbarger, where's number 2? 6'170". He's going to bat here in the 7th inning. Echelbarger, we'll let you know, 53 at-bats, 40 official at-bats. Pitch comes in, fastball for a strike. Brett Echelbarger, batting 400 on the season, 500 on-base percentage. Brett Echelbarger has 18 RBI, according to my notes. Pitch comes in high, ball one. Let's step back in, right-handed batter. Bit of an open stance, we'll close on the approach. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to hit a floater, second base. One hop to Owen Munn. The throw to first base, Justin Brady. And the final score, Central Catholic 6, Western 1. And we'll remind you, the next game on the agenda for both these teams, Lafayette Central Catholic will be home tomorrow for one game. It'll be an 11 o'clock start. It will not be 2, and we'll mention the Western Panthers will be in action on Tuesday, May 17th. 5:30 start, they will host Mrs. Stenawa. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports, and we'll see you next time, and we'll mention my wife back home. Makes this very possible, and she does a lot of good work for Put Me in Sports and other folks, too. So, thanks for tuning in, no matter if you're home or away. If you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. Let's talk to Coach Bourdain. I say, what, Coach Bourdain? 6-1. It was it could have been 2-1, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we really had a couple clutch hits there to extend the lead. You know, 2-1 ball game with them being the home team is not very comfortable. So we had a couple big hits there by Justin Brady and Owen Munn there to kind of extend our lead. But, you know, I thought our guys at the plate had great approaches all night, probably the best approaches we had all year. And we faced the best pitcher we faced all year. So it kind of shows us what we're capable of doing. And, again, Ben Major was outstanding.
You got to admit, this ball field looks absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a great ball field, and we were just fortunate to come out on top tonight.
Yeah, and several players that ended up at second base on hits.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I thought our approach was great at the plate. We didn't try to do too much. We hit the ball hard several times, and when you barrel balls up, eventually good things are going to happen, and it happened tonight.
Now you're going to have one game tomorrow. It's only going to be one game, right?
Yeah, one game at home against Pioneer starting at 11 o'clock. Hopefully we can beat the rain.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.